First off, congratulations and welcome to level two. Great job on getting through the first steps. Hopefully that was doable. I try and keep the frustration level about sort of, I don't know, nose high, enough where you feel stretched, and that can often feel like frustration. That usually means you're learning, but not so frustrated that, you know, it's really annoying and you give up. I try and keep that sort of frustration. To me, it's like swimming and keeping your nose above water. That's kind of where you learn how to swim, but if you're underwater, it's no fun. That's the level I'm trying to keep you at. So first steps, great job. Let's talk about level two. Now, level two is, there's a couple big buckets of ideas. I mean, these are the ones that hopefully, they're going to stretch you. I mean, just be mentally ready for that. But they're also, hopefully they'll kind of blow your mind, because, I mean, they're amazing. I mean, the stuff that's happening in digital software, data technology, it's so interesting. And I'm going to sort of go into two big buckets of ideas in level two that I think they're just fascinating. I mean, I've been thinking about them for years and years and years, and I'm still fascinated by that. So if you look at the graphic I sent you, which is in the description for this, you'll see level two, orange, you know, orange belt. And first step in that, obviously, listen to the podcast for this, which you're listening to right now. But then I kind of hit you pretty big with learning goals number one and learning goals number two, which are the basics of digital economics and the basics of digital platforms. And this is a lot of thinking. And, you know, these were actually early on in the podcast, so unfortunately, audio quality is not as good on those because I was just getting started. But the content's good, so please forgive me for the audio quality. I was doing those with a travel microphone in airplanes and places like that around the world. But learning goal number one, the basics of digital economics. This is a big bucket of lots of funny things. It's like a grab bag of ideas that try and gets the point across that, you know, like things that are made of bits and bytes, that are made of software and are not made of physical goods. They're not made of atoms. They're just different. The economics are different, and they're different in lots of weird ways. There's bundling, there's marginal production costs, there's versioning, there's pricing. There's just a lot of weird stuff, and you kind of got to get comfortable with them. You don't have to master all of them. That's why it's the basics. But, you know, in this first one, I gave you about six ideas that are just, you know, you got to start to get comfortable with them. And we'll hit them more and more. We'll move into the intermediate level and more advanced level of digital economics. But this is the first real pass at this. And, you know, the world is being eaten by software. So more and more we see these crazy things just playing out in industries like bicycles and services, and things that we always thought were going to be done by people and machines are starting to be done by software. So, you know, it tees up a lot of things that we'll get to in machine learning and AI, but you got to start to get your brain around the idea of digital economics and information economics. So that's learning goal number one. If this is a little frustrating, don't worry about it, because this frustrates everyone the first time they think about it. Then we'll get into learning goal number two, which is the basics of digital platforms. Again, this is another big bucket of ideas. You know, these business models based on networks, based on connecting people, based on digital platforms, they're really powerful. You know, when you look at the big, powerful digital companies of the world right now, the Amazons, the Alibabas, the Tencents, the Googles, all of them, they're all digital platform business models. And that is actually a different thing than digital economics. This is a new type of business model that just turns out to really be amazing. So that'll be learning goal number two, which is the basics of digital platforms. And from there, we'll start to go into some companies. Alibaba, Amazon, VIP Shop, Jingdong. These all kind of sit in one bucket of e-commerce platforms. So they're not going to vary too much. I'm not going to jump between Amazon and Alibaba to say Google and Tencent and WeChat, which are digital platforms, but they're kind of different models. So we're going to stay relatively within the e-commerce category for most of level two. Now, level three, we'll start to move out into other things like social networks. We'll start to eventually move into online gaming, communications, collaboration, B2B. There's a lot other, you know, sort of other buckets. But in level two, we're going to mostly stay within the e-commerce world. And that's just to keep it, you know, sort of set. Now, we'll go through about five learning goals in level two. We'll get about through JD. And, you know, I think you should try and get these done within about 3 months. So if there's five learning goals, assign yourself one to two every month. So on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, look at learning goal, say number two, go for a walk and start to listen to the podcast for that learning goal. And these are all listed in the notes. And, you know, maybe start to read the articles that I've listed there too. And here's the thing. This is all in addition to sort of doing the regular podcasts and weekly articles I'm going to be sending out. So as you're doing that, which is the normal thing to do every week, slowly start to work your way down these five learning goals for level two. And the way this works is as time goes by, the weekly podcasts, the weekly articles, more and more of that will start to sound familiar to you because you've hit that in your learning goals that you're doing over time. And for some of you, maybe, you know, 80% of what we're talking about in these podcasts, the weekly podcasts, are a little foreign to you. But hopefully as you move up from first steps to level two to level three, suddenly 50% of those podcasts are going to be familiar with you. Oh, I know that. I know that. We're talking about switching costs. We're talking about versioning and pricing modules and things like that. That's going to start to sound more and more familiar as you go over time. So that's it for level two. And again, you should be having a journal of some kind to write down the big ideas. You don't have to write down everything. Just write down the stuff that's very important and maybe important for you in your own business, whatever field you're in. Think, okay, that could be valuable to us. And, you know, start to sort of capture those ideas. I do it in a way where I can edit because I like to add little bits and delete little bits as I get smarter over time. So if you're doing it in a written journal, okay, I guess you can scribble out and make notes, but that's going to get pretty complicated pretty quickly. I tend to use PowerPoint for that. I scribble notes as I'm listening, or I put them in my notes in my iPhone as I'm listening to a podcast, and then I upload that to a file, and every now and then I sort of put that file into my PowerPoint, and I make little edits. So that's kind of, and also that what helps me do is it helps me look at things two or three times. So the first time would be I listened to it, and I made some notes, pass number one. Pass number two is I go and look at my notes maybe at the end of the month, and I edit those into my PowerPoint. That's a second pass of the same ideas. And I find it takes me two or three passes to really start to get comfortable with an idea. So that's a little bit of my approach, but do whatever works for you. So that's level two. Welcome, and keep going. You're doing great.